how many easy buckets that Pacers got, whether it was on inbounds plays, whether a lack of rotation on Nick defensive strategy, not getting to where they needed to get to, whether it was just lazy, I mean, just absolute flat out lazy defense down the center of the lane. I mean, there was nobody got touched going down the middle lane. I'll tell you who did get touched. Carl Anthony Towns got touched or hanging all over him.
Yeah.
And another thing with him, the stupid fouls, enough already. Enough of grabbing the wrist of somebody else. Enough of you know, tying up somebody's arm that's underneath your armpit and, you know, everybody in the world can see it. I mean, just idiotic things like that that just drive you crazy. And then, of course, you have the two wings. And the two wings had two of their worst games. OG Anunoby and, of course, Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges just got completely torched by Haliburton. There was no energy from OG. And how many times was OG under the basket?
Yeah.
Where he wouldn't go up with the basketball?
Well, that was one of the first things that I said. I mean, I don't know what was going on. And he's been one of my favorite Knicks. I love the guy. I said that he was the second best player on the team. And all of these things. This is the second game in the playoffs where it looked like he lost his mind. He completely lost the ability to play basketball.
Did Reggie Miller say at the end of the game this was like one of OG's best games?
He could not have said that.
He said something along those lines.
I missed that. He could not have said that.
Did he really actually just say what I think he said?
Yeah.
Obviously Pascal Siakam killed him. Mm-hmm. So your two wing players, your two best defensive players, basically got torched last night. Your point guard, just did not have one of it. He started out great. He started out great offensively. Defensively, he's horrendous. And the turnovers were just killers. Josh Hart took full ownership of it after the game. And I always appreciate when athletes are able to stand up and let you know what they think that they did wrong. Mikal Bridges did the same thing. So both Hart and Mikal Bridges after the game last night said that this game was on them individually. They didn't think that they put up their best performances. And I concur. I mean, Josh Hart was completely out of control last night, as was at times Brunson was completely out of control last night. And they were playing the Pacers' pace.
Yeah, I mean, they controlled that game. I mean, the offense was okay for the Knicks. They just couldn't keep up with the Pacers. But really what it comes down to, the Knicks have more talented players. The Pacers just know who they are better, and they're a better team that plays better together. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, the Pacers have an identity. You know exactly who they're going to be every single night. And by the way, we're hoping that Nesmith doesn't play or is hampered. He comes out looking like the healthiest guy in the entire freaking series. He's all over Jalen Brunson. I mean, he couldn't even get a step on the guy, and he's hitting threes early on. I'm like, this is just, I mean, I really thought that the Knicks were going to get an advantage last night. He ended up being setting the tone in the beginning of the game, but it just feels like the Pacers know who they are, and they know what to do, and they're confident in who they are, and the Knicks are still, they just don't have that consistent identity. You know, whether it's a Brunson night or a Towns night, or it's just I don't know what to expect anymore from these guys. Is Mikal Bridges going to be able to hit those mid-range jumpers? I know he's not going to be able to hit a three, and why they were feeding him the ball in the fourth quarter more than the other guys, God knows, with the way we watched him shoot threes the entire freaking year.
Pretty much everybody was bricking threes.
It's horrible. Just horrible.
And there were three series in a row there towards the end where Mikal Bridges missed three in a row. And the Pacers came down the other end and got points, and that's the microcosm of the game right there.
Transition defense is horrible, and there were the turnovers. As I think Tibbs used the best word last night after the game, where he says, our turnovers fueled their offense, is true. They fueled it.
How about Deuce McBride going down the lane? Looks like he's got a wide open layup.
Yeah,
and he goes to throw it to the corner and throws it away.
Yeah, I mean
that was kind of indicative of the way the game was played. The series is not over. I'm not giving up. I mean, as a Knicks fan, it's always been tough. It's always been hard. There have always been those moments where you think, God, man, they did it to me again. But I've stood here and I've watched where they have actually exceeded every one of my expectations. And here they are. They're in the Final Four. They're in the Final Four.
No,
let's not forget that.
Right. No, all that's great. I'm not killing this group. I'm not killing Tibbs. I'm thrilled where they got. I really am. I mean, the excitement that they have brought us to get to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, I'm not knocking any of that stuff. No way. No how. I love these guys. Love Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, OG, all of them, even though they played miserable last night. But I just... The Pacers are in a better situation with where their team is right now to go and compete for a championship than the Knicks are. And it's clear. And they've made that clear throughout the series. And that's really what it comes down to, is the Knicks are still trying to figure out exactly who they are. The Pacers know exactly who they are. And they've been sticking it to the Knicks for a majority of the series. And I understand that the Knicks blew game one and the Pacers blew game three. And you want to say that those even out. Well, I mean, it really, the Knicks feel like they've been in down the entire frickin' series. I mean, that's what it's felt like, to be honest with you. After you came, they came back. The Pacers came back in the fourth quarter. I feel like the Knicks never have a lead.
Yeah, in fourth quarter of game one.
I mean, my God, right, yeah. Of game one. I just, and then Halliburton has been, he's been okay up until last night. Last night he was great. He was flat out elite last night with his dad in the building. It just felt like last night, I don't want to make it sound like a totally defeatist. It's just exactly the way I feel. It just felt like last night that the Pacers earned their ticket to the finals. Like, it's going to happen at some point. They played their ass off. Their stars showed up. Their coach is just, I mean, the way that they are suffocating Jalen Brunson trying to get the ball up the court, and then how, like, shot he looked in the fourth quarter, just it felt like the Knicks were on their last breath last night.
Well, we talked about that before the series started.
Yeah.
About, you know, the lengths that the Pacers will go to make Jalen Brunson work really, really hard to bring the ball up.
Yeah.
And when that happens, then he becomes a complete liability on defense. And he's not involved. He's not going to fight over a pick. He's always going to go under a pick. There's always going to be somebody that's going to be wide open for a three-point shot. The rotation was terrible last night on defense. I mean, I was shocked at just some of the inbounds plays, how guys go right down the middle of the lane and there's nobody standing there. It's either, that to me is a lack of coaching. That's either a lack of awareness by the players or a lack of preparedness by the coach. I mean, I'm sure you guys talk about this, but how many times is a guy going to come down the lane and nobody be there? And Carl Anthony Towns is going to be standing up at the top of the key guarding, you know, his guy, Turner. And then all of a sudden they're going to run a play and nobody is going to be backed by the basket.